When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Wow. The robots are coming. The robots are coming. Yes. A company called Figure, a less than 2-year-old robotics company that doesn't have a commercial product yet, but wants to put billions of robots in workplaces and homes worldwide, announced that it has raised $675 million. Investors include Microsoft, Nvidia, the funding divisions of OpenAI, Intel, and Amazon, the personal investment firm of Jeff Bezos, and others. The bell of the cyborg ball, valued at $2.6 billion, also snagged a deal that very little robotic startup dreams of. OpenAI is going to build specialized AI systems to help Figure humanoids see, speak, and do physical tasks. You probably want a piece of Figure. Before OpenAI became synonymous with the word chatbot, they didn't have any robotics, right? So the company dropped that venture in 2021 and went all in on developing the brains of ChatGPT. Well, now we need the robot to come back, and that's where we're at. So there's also a company, a Norwegian company titled 1X, that could be, battling Figure for the robots. What do you want? Do you want a Figure robot, or do you want a 1X robot? Because no matter what is happening, one of those is coming. And I'm sure the venture capitalists are all about putting money into these companies. So I am not an investment guru. I don't give investment advice. But the robots are coming, and those two companies, Figure and 1X, seems to be the two that are building the robots that you and I are going to be using in our homes. And I can't wait, because I want my house cleaned and dishes done and everything else done by a robot. Dude, I want to spend more time with the family, of course. Duh. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So Rolls-Royce unveiled a captivating new addition to the luxury car brand's already, stunning fleet. The Rolls are beautiful automobiles. This new piece of machinery that they built cost $31 million. And according to this, it's, it's heaven on earth. Is it though? Is it heaven on earth? Why, yes. The bespoke Rolls-Royce was inspired from yachts. Oh, okay. All right. No problem. The Arcadia Droptail, which is, translated from, I guess, ancient Greek to the heaven on earth. So it's $31 million. Now, someone had said, hey, make it for me, right? They had Rolls said, hey, yeah, why don't you make me a car and make it the most expensive car? And that's right. That's what I want. Now, they don't say who it goes to. It's a 2-seater. It looks beautiful. it does look like a really cool car. For $31 million, I know it better be. It's got a V12 engine, 22-inch alloy wheels, focuses on its aquatic-styled woodwork made from Santos straight grain. The area behind the Arcadia's drop-tail doors evokes that of a yacht's jib and is even called sail cowls. Oh, its dashboard area also includes the most complex Rolls-Royce clock face ever created. Well, isn't that special? It sure is. I know. 8,000 hours were spent on wood craftsmanship alone, and its 76-piece rear deck that stretches to the car's brake lights was laid at a perfect 55-degree angle. Well, it better be. It better be perfect. I want those aerodynamics correct. The engineers used carbon fiber stylings inspired by Formula One racing to handle dynamic extremes. There's also more personal inspiration for the distinctive wooden layout. 233 total pieces of the client's favorite desk and coffee table. Oh, that's so special. Now, I will say, I don't know who this goes to, but I did see where they're having the place to be this weekend is in India. They're having the big get-together. I wonder if this is the wedding present. Okay, because the place to be is in Jamnagar, India, a city in western India, for the wedding event heard around the world. The party of the year kicks off today. For those of you listening live, it's March 1st. Did you get all your Black History Month decorations put away? Because I stayed up late, and I wanted to be rid of them. I wanted to get rid of all my Black History Month decorations. It's too soon? Oh, okay. So anyway, the three-day extravaganza for this wedding kicking off today, complete with chartered jets, 9-page dress codes, and a performance by Rihanna to celebrate the nuptials of the youngest son of India's wealthiest family to his childhood sweetheart. Now, according to this, the actual wedding isn't until July. This is just to celebrate them getting married. I bet you this car is for them. I bet you the Rolls is for them. So the richest man in Asia, Mukesh Ambani, and I love Mukesh. Mukesh Ambani. He's the chair of Reliance Industries, a Fortune 500 company with interests in telecommunications and energy, among other businesses. He has an estimated net worth of $113 billion. Whatever. Okay. It's no wonder this is a pre-wedding weekend. Guest list, Hillary Clinton, Bill Gates, Ivanka Trump, Bollywood superstars, plenty of tech CEOs are expected to make an appearance, including Zuck. Sundar is going to show up from Alphabet, Iger from Disney. I didn't say Apple's going to show up, though. I don't see Tim Cook on this list, but you never know. Disney will be there because they just unveiled that big merger with the Indian business and Reliance for $8 billion. Yes! Of course Disney will be there. And that is huge. That's the place to be. So if you're home this weekend, you're thinking, man, what could I be doing? You could have tried to get a guest, get on the guest list of this. It's a pre-wedding extravaganza party. 3-day pre-wedding extravaganza party for the richest guy in Asia. And it would not surprise me that this Rolls Royce is a present for his son. Holy cow. Incredible. Let's say you were traveling to the 3-day pre-wedding extravaganza and unfortunately you got sick. You would be well to have the Jace case in hand. The Jace case, I know, contains 5 essential antibiotics, treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. It's customizable, and it's got dozens of add-on medications available, so you can choose the ones that best fit you and your family's needs. They even have ivermectin now as an add-on option. And you can get gift cards for your family or loved ones so that they can customize their Jace case to their own needs. They may even be giving them away at this 3-day pre-wedding extravaganza. I don't know that. They probably should. But if you're going to go, you probably should take your Jace case with you, even if you don't go to the wedding. I mean, look, there are hundreds of medications now that we're having an issue getting here in the United States. Medications being rationed here in the United States. That's just incredible. So even if you don't go to this 3-day pre-wedding extravaganza, do yourself a good thing and have medicines on hand in case you get sick. And that's what you could do with the Jace case. Go to JaceMedical.com. JaceMedical.com. You can enter the offer code Jeffy at the checkout for a discount on your order. Promo code Jeffy at the checkout. JaceMedical.com. J-A-S-E Medical.com. So go there right now and order your Jace case. JaceMedical.com. All right, there's a bunch of stuff going on this weekend if you're not invited to the 3-day pre-wedding extravaganza. I can't fascinated by that. I am in love with that. In fact, I'm disappointed I wasn't invited. Chewing the Fat should be there in India reporting on the wedding the 3-day pre-wedding extravaganza. That's awesome. I mean, would I get invited if I won the lotto? I mean, we have Mega Millions tonight, $607,286.9 cash payout. I don't think so. I think most of the people there are worth a lot more than that. Would I win? For sure, I wouldn't be there if I won the Saturday lotto, the Powerball, $443,000,000, $210,000,000 cash payout. I spit on $210 million. Okay. I wouldn't be spending $31 million of that $200 million on a Rolls Royce. I promise you that. As much as I'd like to, I wouldn't be doing that. But that would be nice. But $31 million on a car? No. I'd have to be worth a lot more than $286.9 million cash payout. And that's really not what you're. I mean. So after taxes at $286.9 million, what are you taking home? A couple hundred million, maybe? Maybe $180 million? Yeah. You're not gonna get invited to the 3-day pre-wedding extravaganza, and you're not driving the $31 million Rolls either. But that's just the way it goes. We have Dune Part 2 hitting theaters this weekend. They are counting on that being huge. They need this movie to be a hit, and it was supposed to come out in November, and then because they blamed it on the strike, they putzed around, and now we're finally getting Dune Part 2 opening in theaters today. So we'll see how it does. I mean, this weekend will be really huge for them. What happens after this weekend will be telling on how good the movie actually is. You have the Formula One season beginning this Saturday. And that happens on Saturday, not Sunday. Ramadan starts on Sunday, you bastards. Okay, we're not having a race in Bahrain, okay, with Ramadan starting, okay? We're doing that on Saturday, okay? All right, it's fine. Just so we're clear about that. Be sure to follow me on my social media accounts, at JeffyJFR on X. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio. You can follow me on YouTube, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on the Cameo app. I think it's Jeff Fisher on the website, on the actual website, at Jeff Fisher on Cameo's website, at JeffyJFR on the app. And that's not free, but you pay the fee. And Cameo's like they're like my pimp. Just go to the pimp, tell him what you want, and then you pay money, and then I do what the pimp tells me to do for you. It's very simple. That's exactly what Cameo Hollow Cameo wants to be remembered, is that they are human people's pimps. So that's what they do. Anyway, and you can always email the show, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. I did get this email from Aaron, who is, it's an interesting email. I listen to every show to CTF. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Now, he claims that he has an app, IPTV app, which will allow me to watch what I want, all the pro sports, pay-per-view events, and even adult entertainment. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. And I don't know how much it costs, but according to him, I'll be able to cancel all my apps and watch anything I want with Bomb TV, the IPTV app, Bomb TV. So, Aaron, I mean, I did respond to you, but just waiting on your response back. So send me what I have to do to get the app, and I'm happy to talk about it and see if it's actually worthwhile. Because if it's worthwhile, I'll rock and roll. I'm all about it. And I'm not going, you know, I know you think it's funny with your whole adult entertainment thing. I mean, I'm not going to look at that. Other than to see if it actually works, like you said. Let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So I'm reading about the Oscars, and I've got this long, I've got a bunch of stories about the Oscars, which, I don't know, I may or may not get into today, because I'm fascinated by what it costs for everything to even just put on the Oscars. But as I'm reading about the Oscars, I am reminded that in 1940, on February 29th, according to all the record books, which is, you know, a leap day, Haidee McDaniel became the first black actress to win an Academy Award when she took Best Supporting Actress for Gone with the Wind. Now, Gone with the Wind won 8 Oscars overall, including Best Picture. But in 1940, we gave an actor or actress, a African-American black actor, actress, an Academy Award in 1940. Then I read a story, what's happening in London, that they are set to have a play in London that there's going to be dates that only black identifying theater goers will be able to go to the theater. Oh, so we're back to segregation again. Free from white gaze, I believe is what they were saying. Slave Play, written by American playwright Jeremy O'Harris, will run at the Noel Coward Theater in the West End from June 29th to September 21st, and adding that 2 dates have been set aside for an all-black identifying audience. So if I wanted to go, I guess I could say that I identify as a black adult human. I don't know if they'd let me do it. The paper said blackout tickets for performances only on July 17th and September 17th will be sold only to those who identify as black, because they want to be free from the white gaze. And Harris, the man who wrote the play, said that he was excited, super excited, in fact, was his quote. Super excited for the blackout performances, noting that it's a necessity to radically invite them in with initiatives that say, you're invited specifically for you. Oh, okay. So Slave Play is about race, sex, power dynamics, and in interracial relationships. So is there a white person in the play? Holy cow. Are they going to be allowed in the theater if they don't identify as black the night of the blackouts? We might have to have a new actress or actor to do that. So we'll see if how everything goes when they are free from white gaze. Then I see, as I'm looking at all the Oscars, and the Oscars are coming up in a week and a half, something like that, a couple of weeks. So we'll have plenty of time to talk about the Oscars, and I'm excited for them, actually. But then I see where SAG-AFTRA is clarifying what intimacy coordinators are permitted to speak about. Good! I want them to shut the hell up and quit talking. Yeah, because You don't want the intimacy coordinators to be, you know, interviewed and talk about the movies and how it actually happens. Okay? And this all started from a stupid movie that Jenna Ortega was in. So she's in this movie with Martin Freeman, and it's called Miller's Girl. And he's, I don't know, 100 years older than her. He's there's a 31-year gap. Okay, 31 years, not 100. Okay, it was just a joke. All right. So there's a 31-year age gap between Ortega, who's 21, and Freeman, who's 52. Now, the intimacy coordinator said in an interview that, hey, there was no big deal. Everyone was fine with it. All these people were getting wound up about how they can have this age gap sex scene, and everyone was fine with it throughout the process. I made sure that Jenna was consistent and comfortable. I made sure that Freeman was consistent and comfortable. And the level of nudity. I mean, first of all, this whole intimacy coordinator thing is out of control anyway. But that's another story in and of itself. I'll let that go. But everyone was fine with it. But she shouldn't have commented on it because there was all kinds of boundaries were passed. And we can't have age gaps in couples having sex in the film. Like in real life, I wouldn't want that to happen, but we can't have that. But the thing that we care about the most is that the intimacy coordinators cannot comment now about what happened on the film unless it's okayed by the actors. So, I mean, that's just, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, but stupid. That's just ridiculous. I mean, we are at the point, we did that bit a long time ago for Stu's stupid show. I don't know which, it was one of the stupid shows Stu does. But we did the bit where the couple couldn't even say hello without signing a piece of paper saying it was okay. They couldn't kiss. They couldn't hold hands. The whole process of dating was actual just signing paperwork to say that it was okay. We're there now. We're actually there now. I mean, it's just, but stupid. You know, another thing that's happening this weekend, for those of you listening live on March 1st, the day after Black History Month, isn't Black History Month. I mean, it's so sad to see it go, but it's over. Iowa's Caitlin Clark, female basketball star, needs 18 points to break the all-time men's, women's NCAA basketball scoring record. She's going to take on Ohio State Sunday to wrap up the regular season. That's going to be a monster game to watch. And she is smoking on that basketball court, man. Just smoking. And for those of you that were concerned, thinking that she may come back to Iowa one more year, no. She has officially declared that she will be available for the WNBA draft. So I love the headline. Oh, she's expected to go number one. You think? You know, like Caitlin Clark is going to be drafted number one? Yeah. Yeah, that is going to happen. I don't know if she's going to have a manager or not, because I see where it's being reported that Caleb Williams, former quarterback for USC, looking to go number one in the draft, which may or may not happen. Probably will, but who knows what's going to happen with the NFL draft. But he apparently believes that he doesn't need a manager, and he's going to represent himself. I guess there's a number of players now that are going to represent themselves. That doesn't bode well for the NFL agents, because they got to be, they're getting cut out of the pie. I don't know what the problem is, but everybody thinks Lamar Jackson did it, so they don't need to do it. Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes, and we'll see how it holds up. But Caleb said he doesn't need an agent, and he's going to do his own deal. Good news too for those of you thinking that the NFL didn't have a salary cap. They do. They do have a salary cap. They just went ahead and raised it some more. So it's $255 million per team now. So if your team was struggling with the salary cap, it's a little less of a struggle now because there's still a salary cap, but we're just making it bigger. So that's good news for the NFL. I see where Wreck-It darn near killed them. Yeah, the company that owns Durex condoms, they're testing live stream shopping in China to boost sales. Live stream shopping in, in China, because China doesn't, they probably scale back on TikTok, but they definitely have live stream shopping on TikTok already and live stream shopping all over, but I guess they don't have live stream shopping for condoms in China. But don't run those ads in Japan. They don't need them. They do not need them in Japan. Japan's birth rate now just came out. The country had 758,631 babies born in 2023. And that number includes foreigners in Japan and Japanese living abroad. In that same time span, there were 1,574,865 deaths. So they're dying, you know, pretty much almost twice as fast as they are being born, and pretty close to twice as fast. That does not bode well for Japan. So they need to start taking care of some business in Japan, some serious business without condoms. They need babies. We need babies big time in Japan to continue, the species. Oh, the Japanese are species now? Yes. Yes. But so is the United States. I mean, we are, we're on a downward trend as well. And they're also talking about, you know, they're projecting that white will become the minority by 2045. Now, I know they've been claiming that for quite some time, but I don't know that that's actually, will it actually happen? Maybe, but they claim now, the way the projections are, that whitey will become a minority in the census by 2045. So not only do we need to have some business and some babies being born in Japan, we need to have some business and some babies being born to the whiteys here in the United States of America. And that needs to happen. So put away the condoms and take care of some business and make some babies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't either play some Barry White. I would say put the porn music on, but don't. Don't put the porn music on because I think, no, don't. I don't need the porn music because my point is I stop, give porn a break. That should be a new ad campaign. Give porn a break. Make your own porn. I like it. I like it a lot. Give porn a break. Make your own porn because we need some babies. We need some babies going on. And, that's my new ad campaign for having babies in Japan or here in the U.S. Give porn a break. Make your own porn. Or maybe make your own porn. Give porn a break. I'll work on it. Speaking of Uranus, I see where astronomers have added two new moons. I can't speak today. I'm sorry. I'm all clogged up. I got this cold going on. I don't feel sick. I just can't speak. I've got my nose and the front of my face is full of gunk and it won't go away. Anyway, astronomers have added, I'll just start again. Okay. Speaking of Uranus, astronomers have added three new moons to the solar system. Both Uranus and Neptune have got new companions. Yeah, I know. So they have Uranus gets a new moon. And Neptune gets two new moons. Kind of cool. I kind of like the idea. It would be cool to have look up and see two moons, and not the kind you're thinking about, okay? Oh, we've had that happen, Jeff. Don't kid yourself. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm talking about in the sky. Because it circles the sun, what, every, I don't know, couple hundred years or whatever, so we never see them. Okay, so a couple hundred years, well, 84. 84 Earth years for it to go around the sun. So, you know, we can't be expected to catch everything. Was that another moon? Oh, it's already gone. We can't tell for another 84 years until it comes by again. Make sure you tell the next scientist to look, because he could be looking up. And, oh, there it goes again. And we missed it again. We don't want to miss it. So congratulations to... Is it Uranus? Is it Uranus? Is it Uranus? It's Uranus. It's Uranus. And Uranus is a planet. Okay? I don't care. You can tell me it's not a planet. It's a planet. And Neptune gets a couple new moons, too. So Neptune never lost its planetary status. Uranus, they took that away. You could never, never take away your planetary status. Uranus. Not by me. Not by anyone. No. Uranus will always be a planet in my eyes, no matter what they say. So today's a big day for Steve Baker, a reporter here at The Blaze and Blaze TV, and Blaze Television and Radio, just The Blaze overall, TheBlaze.com. Steve was arrested today, turned himself into the FBI, because he was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And he's been battling back and forth. And you can follow all his stories and all his journeys and all what happened. And they just released a video of what happened when he was in the Capitol on January 6th. But he's now in court. And he was charged. They found out finally what he was arrested for today. His charges are knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building, parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. Now, if you look at the footage and his version of being at the Capitol building, when the Capitol Police told him that they had to leave, they left. And so they were allowed in, thanks to the Capitol Police. But he has, you know, he has now been arrested. He's before the court. And if you follow along, you'll see what happens to Steve now that he has been officially charged for his horrific actions on January 6th. Now, I do want to remind you of some things that actually happened on January 6th as well that we seem to be forgetting, okay? So we had the day that democracy almost died, January 6th. But gas was what, $1.93 a gallon? There was zero inflation. Supply chain was functioning well. Economy was strongest in 50 years. Border was controlled and secure. Taliban wasn't armed with U.S. artillery. Plenty of workers to fulfill labor needs. Stock market was at record highs. 401ks had record high values. Interest rates were at record lows. Huh. Why would that have been? Why would that have been? I don't... Oh, you'd just have to tell me. Well, it's Friday, so it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count them, one, two, three, four headlines. One of them is not true. Thus, that's why we call it What's the Lie. Our contestant today, Ron Phillips. If Ron wins, not only will he get to come back for another round, yes, he'll win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. For more information, you can go to Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scent and design just for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, you can email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Ron Phillips, welcome to What's the Lie. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
So, Ron, I know some of our listeners will be familiar with you, as you are the co-host, co-dial turner at Mojo 5-0. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to play What's the Lie. Your other co-host has played, I think two times, and he has not won.
Yeah, I was never really good at picking out lies in my past, so we'll see how this goes.
He has not won. All right, so you're ready to play? Four headlines, one not real.
Okay.
What's the lie? Headline number one, when maggots are what the doctor ordered, it's useful. Headline number two, chefs divided on whether you really need to wash knives. Headline number three, Merriam-Webster says you can end a sentence with a preposition. Headline number four, Japan's millennia-old Naked Man Festival ending because of population decline. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one, when maggots are what the doctor ordered, it's useful. Headline number two, chefs divided on whether you really need to wash knives. Headline number three, Merriam-Webster says you can end a sentence with a preposition. Headline number four, Japan's millennia-old Naked Man Festival ending because of a population decline. Those are your four headlines, Ron. What is the lie?
Jeff, I'm going to go with the chefs are divided on whether to wash knives.
You would be 100% correct. Yes, congratulations. You have won. That's fantastic. You have won a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. And anyone can get more information at the Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scent and design for you. Ron, congratulations. And you also, listen, not only do you win that and prove that you are smarter than your co-host, you get to come back for another round. So, congratulations.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you're darn right.
I've never won anything in my life yet.
Well, now you have. Thanks for listening to What's the Lie? What's the Lie? The subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXX, IV.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.